The opinions expressed by the interviewees on the Upfront and the Prophetic radio show and those providing comments are theirs alone and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Upfront and the Prophetic radio show or any employee thereof. Upfront and the Prophetic radio show is not responsible for the accuracy of any of the information supplied by the interviewees.
Welcome to Upfront in the Prophetic, a production of People of Prophetic Power Ministries. Your hosts, Alan and Francine Fosdick, invite you to tune in to Upfront in the Prophetic every week, where it's natural living in the supernatural, and where the true prophetic is off the chain and right on. Alan and Francine are anointed prophetic ministers of the gospel who are raising up a supernatural generation for an end-time army of believers to establish and advance the kingdom of God with love, signs and wonders, miracles and prophetic abilities, which are needed for the last day harvest. Be prepared to call in with your questions and be ready to chat with their special guests from around the world. Their hunger and thirst for Jesus is radically infectious. Please join us now live with Alan and Francine on this edition of Upfront in the Prophetic. Catch the fire.
Incredible.
Everybody, that Upfront in the Prophetic. We are a subdivision of People of Prophetic Power Ministries. We are so delighted that you're on the show with us tonight. We're going to talk about 2013 Fasting Revolution. Woo! Hey, you know what? We're starting to hear a lot about fasting right now. You know, a lot of the gyms, a lot of ministries and corporate businesses are looking at developing the fasting program into their program for their work and ministry. And, you know, many people say, hey, is fasting really for today? Oh, you bet it is. In fact, more than ever, you know, fasting is so powerful. It's actually a weapon that we can use today. And with us this evening, we have David Sandoval with us. David Sandoval is not only a world-renowned expert and in-demand lecturer, but is also an entrepreneur, nutritionalist, activist, personality, author of the Green Bible, and authority on whole food nutrition and disease. It is such a pleasure to have him on the air tonight to share with you the power of fasting. Welcome, David, to the show.
Well, thank you, and it's such a pleasure to be here with you tonight. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you know, we are looking at the end of this year. People are ramping up in regards to the new year fastly approaching upon us, and they're thinking about, hey, you know, there's so many programs out there. Which one shall I do?
Oh, absolutely. You know, whether you are, a health advocate, or whether you're looking for, a spiritual, a physical, or an emotional cleansing, fasting is a pathway. It is a portal to another place. And there's so many reasons to fast. I, of course, was inspired by Jesus' 40-day fasts. Others, you know, whether it be Gandhi or Buddha or whether it be Mother Teresa, who was an avid faster. You know, we've been inspired by those with spiritual backgrounds in fasting. But again, my inspiration came from Jesus and the 40-day fasts that he would do. And in my lifetime, I've recreated that 40-day fast so many times, it is secondhand to me. And having gone through that amazing experience, I realized that I wanted others to realize just how powerful it could be, as I had done, in such a transformational way. And again, if you are carrying around spiritually, emotional, or physical baggage, I've never seen nothing, other than, of course, turning your life over to God. But this is a facilitator of that. When you give up and you literally take on this challenge, and you go through this challenge, and you reach this strength and this clarity. It is a beautiful, amazing experience that I just wish that everyone would undertake. But let me, first of all, I fast for one reason that I encourage everyone to, and that is to empathize with the millions of people, of God's children, who go to bed each night starving, of the millions of people who die because of starvation, while we have such abundance all around us. And so each night that I'm fasting, and I think that I'm hungry, and I think that I'm suffering, and I think that I may want to quit, I just take one moment and I say, I hope that this empathy that I'm feeling right now will in some way help a child far away endure what they're going through, to help a mother who cannot feed her children feel a little less like she has failed them. And so fasting has so many aspects to it. The discipline of knowing that you're doing something that others cannot do. The cleansing that you get physically as you give your body a latent period of time for it to release toxins. And, of course, the emotional cleansing that I will describe later in the show that is experienced by everyone who undergoes this, and each time for the betterment of themselves and everyone around them.
Yeah, so true, David. We are so fortunate, and I really believe, and it's biblically written, how important fasting is and how so many, you know, I'm just so amazed, David, that there are so many people, especially in the church. And now you would think that, you know, those that have the Word of God in their head would really know the power of fasting, but yet so many churches really do not teach about fasting. Therefore, they're so ignorant about how to do it and what the Bible really teaches about it. And so I really wanted to do this call so that people will see, just like what you're speaking about, the benefits of fasting and the stories, the feedback that you have been getting from those that have been fasting, as well as detox and so forth. But you mentioned one thing within the conversation already, is that, David, you don't just fast for the beginning of the year, do you? You fast throughout the whole year?
Yeah, there was a time when I had been reading about living on light, and don't laugh, but I had to try it. So I was a vegetarian, and from vegetarian I went to vegan, and from vegan I went to raw food vegan. From raw food vegan, now each of these experiences was at least 2 years. From that I went to fruitarian, which is to eat only fruit-bearing foods that are fruit, like almonds and tomatoes and avocados that most people don't think of are fruits, but then the traditional fruits that people do think of. And then finally, the final step in my experimentation was breatharian, which was to not eat at all. And I lived on water and wheatgrass and air and sunlight for over a year and a half. And
wow.
In doing that, in fasting for over a year and a half and losing 80 pounds in the process, by the way, I came to the realization that, you know, eating is a very, you know, it's not an evil experience by any means. It's not a sinful experience. It's the overeating, and it's defiling the temple through eating corrupt foods. You know, it says that a compromised tree cannot bear uncompromised fruit. And what we've done to compromise the tree, you know, to compromise the field, to compromise the fruit, has led to a severe compromising of our health. And when we've consumed the fruit of a compromised tree and we have compromised health, we have to look back to the tree and back to the root. And the root is proper food. And so while I went on an unusual journey, a journey that most would never take, I did it not because I felt that was a noble destination, but because I had to experience the very end of the line when it came to food. You understand what I mean? What are the
sure
real
do.
Needs? What are the real needs of the human body? And what I experienced is that I was able to live on 50 to 100 calories a day. And in this new anabolic fast that I created over 7 years ago, that tens of thousands of people have experienced with amazing, incredible results, We've used this to help people break their addiction to food and to finally overcome the weight loss plateaus that they had hit in their desire to become healthier. And so the anabolic fast actually incorporates a 350 to 400 calorie a day regimen. And that 400 calorie a day is about 10% of what many people eat a day, 15% of what the average American consumes on a, of what a healthy American would consume on a daily basis. And in doing so, we have incorporated superfoods, intensely nutrient-dense foods that will saturate and satisfy every cellular need. And when you've satisfied and saturated the cells with every nutrient that they need to thrive, then and only then will they actually begin to vibrate in a way that is consistent with the way that God, you know, started that entire spark of life. But just like the spark in your car where you go to turn it over, if it's corroded, if it's, you know, if it hasn't been cleaned properly, if it's been sitting and not maintained like so many of our bodies are, then when you go to start your car, it sounds like rum, instead of rum. And that's what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about cleaning up that old mess and getting ready for what, you know, for, again, I just want to reiterate, this is, this body is a temple. It is a reflection of our Creator. It was a gift. And if a gift and a temple and something that reflects God is treated in the way that we have been treating it, we have to ask ourselves, how will we be judged?
That's a good point, David, because if we look at right now the society of people that are obese, diabetic, on highly doses of medication, it's because of all what we've put into our body. You are what you eat and assimilate.
And we are responsible. We are responsible. No one else's hand, no one else's hand feeds us.
Good point. Good point. And no, you know, when you look at it too, no doctor, no drug, no machine can heal our body. Only those things, our body knows how to heal itself if we give it the proper nutrition. And this anabolic fast is absolutely powerful from my reading, and we're getting ready to ramp up to utilize this fast, and not only for the new year, but throughout the year and different seasons of the year. And, you know, some people have asked us already, well, what's the difference between other fasts that are out there than the anabolic fast? Because, as you know, David, there's going to be commercials out there, oh, try this, you know, and do this.
Well, let's break it down one at a time. First of all, there's something called, okay, there's dehydration, right? There's starvation. There's stimulation, okay? And these are all wrong. Let's take dehydration. This is typically done with a liquid diet, also known as the Hollywood diet, where you drink the juice from things like papayas, mangoes, you know, and other diuretic fruits. And as you drink it, your body begins to release water, release water, release water. Water weighs eight pounds a gallon. And so if you could lose just 1 or 2 gallons of water, then you could lose 16 pounds. Water is not fat. Your cells need water. Your digestion needs water. Your brain needs water. When you are dehydrated, you actually get headaches, you get constipated, and your body looks more wrinkled because you don't have the plumpness of water. And so this is the most popular fad diet, is the dehydration diet, because it is dramatically effective but dangerous. There's also the Master Cleanse. The Master Cleanse has a really great name and a really bad effect on the body. In the Master Cleanse, you essentially take, you know, water with lemon and maple syrup and cayenne. And while the cayenne is a great thermogenic effect on the body, and while the glucose that comes from those two other things, the minerals and the glucose from the, you know, the lemon and the maple syrup do serve an effect of keeping your blood sugar a little let more stable. The problem is you have no motility. Nothing is moving through your body, and so every time you put sugar into your body, which you're doing multiple times a day, lemon juice is highly sugary, as is maple syrup, you're actually feeding candida, and you're feeding the wrong type of bacteria. And so as a consequence of going many days without any motility that would actually move that candida through your body and out of it, I do not like the Master Cleanse other than the name. Great name, really bad cleanse. And so those are the dehydration cleanses. Now, the stimulation cleanses, as we know, are the ones that use green tea and guarana and maca and other stimulants in order to keep us feeling alert and awake and active and energetic so that we don't crave food. But you know that these really mess with our adrenal system. We get agitated, irritated. We cannot think clearly or act properly. And those are definitely not something we want to be doing while we're driving, taking care of children, performing tasks, or even, you know, you just never want to burn out your adrenals and become in that state of frazzled effect. And then so this dehydration, stimulation, and of course, you know, the worst part is these diets that are meant to have starvation. You know, starvation is when you go into ketosis, when you make your body believe that you're dying by denying it of all carbohydrates, and literally you damage your kidneys in order to lose weight. You're massacring your kidneys in order to lose weight. Here's the problem with dehydration, starvation, and stimulation is that they all lead to one thing, and that's the rebound effect. The whole time you're doing this, your cells are starving. Your cells are not getting enough nutrients. And when you stop eating, you exacerbate that problem. What I mean is, the reason we gain weight is because we eat food, but our cells are not satisfied. So our cells demand that we eat more food because they need the nutrients they did not get. Our cells keep demanding more food, but because the food choices we make are poor, the cells are never satisfied. So the cycle of demanding food and not being satisfied leads to obesity. We turn that upside down with superfoods. We actually give you the most nutrient-dense foods with almost no calories, the exact opposite of what people have been consuming. Suddenly, the cells are totally satisfied, and the cravings for calories are diminishing each and every day. And while the first one or two or 3 days are difficult, 7 through 10 are amazing, enlightening, uplifting, powerful, and empowering. And so, again, once you have satisfied the cells, then that will be fine. Now, here's what happens. You lose all of the weight for all of the wrong reasons. And the minute you go off of that calorically restrictive diet, here's what's happened. Your body has learned to live on fewer calories. And suddenly you go back to eating the same number of calories you were eating, and you're going to store all of the excess calories as fat, because your body's afraid that you're going to starve it again in the near future. That starvation rebound effect has been proven over and over and over again, yet people keep trying the same thing over and over and over again, and the reason why is because they did not have an alternative. And today, with anabolic fasting, where we do not starve the cells, we saturate the cells. The cells never believe they're starving while they're using reduced calories. And if the cells never believe they're starving, they actually never have the rebound effect, and the fat is never stored in reaction to starvation. Because I want to tell you one thing very, very quickly. For 40,000 years, we weren't overfed. We were underfed. We were lucky to get food. And so insulin is not supposed to lower blood sugar. Insulin was created to raise blood sugar. When you didn't eat very much and you didn't eat very often, the pancreas would hold that food in your system for as long as it could. And if you were lucky enough to eat in abundance, that insulin did a second job. It would store all the extra food as fat so later when you were starving, you would not die. That is scientific fact. Now, today, we have overtaxed the insulin because we're always overeating. We're never undereating, and insulin is never used to hold sugar in our body. It's always being used to take sugar out of our body, and then it gets tired of doing that, so it creates something called insulin resistance. You know what that means. Insulin resistance is metabolic disease. Metabolic disease is diabetes. That's the reason we get diabetes, because we overtax the insulin system doing the wrong thing. So again, sorry to be so long-winded, but that's why ours is different. We do everything right. They've done everything wrong.
It makes a big difference in what we put in our body, David. And just saying what you did is just a revelation, I am sure, to our audience who is listening right now. And I know with the anabolic fast, you mentioned 7 days, but you can do that for 21 or even longer than that, can you?
We have, as you know, the people, they don't want to stop. Once they've done it for 7 or 10 days, they re-up, they're on it for 20, 30, and this is going to blow your mind, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. One 82-year-old man has been on the fast for over 200 days. He's being monitored by his doctors, and he's getting stronger, building muscle mass, more endurance, and no one could believe it, living on 400 calories a day for 200 days. At 82 years old, he's getting stronger by the day.
My gosh. So you're saying that with this anabolic fast, too, those that are, say, type 2 diabetics, this would benefit them in a big way.
In a big way. Remember that the key to taking care of type 2 diabetes was proven by UCLA Medical Center in what's called the 5-4-3-2-1 plan. 5 servings of slow-burning carbohydrates, 4 servings of green vegetables, 3 servings of deep red fruits, 2 servings of lean protein, 1 hour of exercise, and 1/2 of your body's weight in water by ounces. If you weigh 200 pounds, you drink 100 ounces a day. And if you follow that 5-4-3-2-1 and 1/2 program, 100% of type 2 diabetics were cured in 21 days. We found that most diabetics will not follow that program. Most human beings could not follow that program because it is quite difficult without supervision and a chef and extreme diligence. Because of that, by using our anabolic fasting program in a similar way, interacting with food every 3 hours, taking either a power shake, the aminos, or our daily fiber blend or the tart cherry, you're having 7 to 8 interactions a day with power foods, and so you're keeping your body engaged. So yes, definitely anabolic fasting is recommended for diabetics, and remember that there's a whole list of, like, approved foods that you could, quote, cheat with. If you want something crunchy, you eat. Remember that you have a half of a green apple and 12 ounces of water. You get more energy for longer than a full cup of black coffee. So while you're anabolic fasting, we allow you to have a half of a green apple and a glass of water. We allow you to have, you know, a banana if you must have something. We allow you to have, you know, a few of these approved snacks that are very low calorie, but allow you to maintain your diligence. Oh, wow, you added 100 calories today. Big deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
And so this isn't about self-punishment. This isn't about self-hatred. This is about love. This is about loving yourself. This is about celebrating life. This is about showing our Creator that you're serious about keeping pure the temple. And, you know, again, it isn't about suffering. It's about celebrating life and wanting more of it.
That's good. That's really good. You know, what I'm finding, too, is that the anabolic fast is a lot easier than, you know, a lot of people do the Daniel fast. And in the Daniel fast, you're talking about the vegetables and the fruit. And Still, what you find in the grocery store is not in the purest form. They've been sprayed most likely with some pesticides and so forth. So in this anabolic fast, you don't really have to prepare all this food for this fast. And so you're saving money there too, aren't you?
You really are. And more importantly, this fast has, it has a scientific basis that's really phenomenal. The way that it has been mapped out to meet your cellular needs to make sure that you're building muscle, burning fat. And of course, you know, Genesis 1:29 dictates that, you know, I've given you the seed-bearing, you know, fruits of the vine, the grasses of the field, make these your sustenance. And of course, you know, we agree completely. And that's why we allow for those additional, you know, inputs of fruits and salads during the course of the fast if the core things that we're giving you are not enough. But remember, the fast is comprised of some amazing superfoods, and these come directly from nature in their purest form, and they just happen to be comprised in a form, you know, that is very convenient, and the science behind it is, you know, irrefutable. And so I love many of the different fasts and cleanses that people have put together that are using fruits and vegetables and, you know, and some fermented things. I love all that. But I have to tell you that when it comes down to a scientifically composed, really dramatically effective program that's been, you know, done by tens of thousands of people, and everybody who does it goes through this amazing, I'd call it a roller coaster, to let them know what they're going to experience day one, day two, day three, you know,
yes,
and so on. Because, you know, once you know what you're going to see, the unexpected is sometimes scary. You know what I mean? But if you know,
sure,
what to expect, then you go, oh, yeah, they warned me that there's going to be a sharp turn in the road right here and I should slow down, you know, and, oh, yeah, they said that when I go here there might be some falling rocks, so I better keep my eye out. And you're like, you know, then you avoid those things, and you don't have problems with them. So before we get to the end of the show, I want to make sure that we take people through those days and that progression, and that we also could discuss, you know, just what the fast is, and even share some of the stories of some of the people who have done it, you know, regular folks who, you know, you'd never imagine would be doing this, and then they became the poster children, you know, for fasting because of the dramatic effect that it has on your life.
Yeah, David, absolutely. We will share those things. I think perhaps you got a snapshot of my questions, didn't you? that are, yes, definitely some of the questions there. You know, before we head on, I do want to make sure that those people that are our listeners that are on the call tonight and listening by archive, I so thank you for being on the show tonight. And I want to give you several phone numbers, so if you need more information in regards to the 2013 Fasting Revolution, that you give us a call. And that number, actually, I'll give you two numbers, 717-860-0829 or 717-404-6387. You can always email us at fasting@popm, PPM.org, and of course, please just give us a call. I know for a limited time, we're also giving away a $50 gift card for those that give us a call. Again, it is limited. And, you know, I also wanted to mention, too, that you'll be on tour, David, in January to Florida, Pennsylvania, and Canada. And for those that attend, if you mention the radio show, you will receive a $50 gift card that you can use towards this anabolic fast. So we're pretty fired up about that. Hey, so, okay, let's get back to some of these awesome questions. You know, you mentioned the fasting stories, and I know there's one story that you shared prior to this call with me in regards to the woman, and I'll just call it the forgiveness story. Would you share a little bit about that?
Wow, that's a really, really heavy story, and I hope that the audience doesn't mind the subject matter, because this is a woman who is the subject of a brutal personal assault And you can only imagine the scar that left on her. And I'm even talking about it just makes me quiver, you know. And she was scared to death. And this guy got out of jail and went after her again. And so she didn't believe that she was safe anywhere. So she came up. They caught him, of course. They put him back in jail. He had gotten out of jail on, they had accidental release. You know, they had mixed him up with somebody and let him out after he was in, already been convicted. And so they put him away, far away. But she didn't believe it, and so she never left her home, peeking out the windows. And she heard about the fast, and she heard about my retreat far away in the mountains from everything where nobody could find her. And she decided she wanted to come up and stay there. And so she paid to come up for a 21-day fast. And she didn't really want me anywhere near her because I was a man. And she was scared of anything with male energy. But I did my best to win her trust. But mostly I just prepared her food, left it on the counter. And she would come down and get it after I left. I had explained to her what she was going to go through. And for day one, day two, day three, etc. And on day, I believe it was day five, day six, she approached me and she said that she had had an amazing prayerful meditation where she was told that the path to her being free is to forgive the victimizer. And so she did, truly did. On the deepest level, understanding his illness, understanding his deficiencies, understanding his issues were not her issues, that she was not a victim, that in fact he was the victim. And because he was a victim, he had attempted to victimize her, which she would not let happen. She wrote him a letter explaining all of this, that he had to seek forgiveness, that he had to confront his victimizer, that he had to seek out that which was missing in his life. And it was a powerful letter, one that no one could ignore. And I was so touched, mm-hmm. so moved, so impressed, so unbelievably flattered that this simple food, this, you know, this abundance from the earth that was presented to us by our Creator would have such a profound effect. And I was reminded of the story of good King Nebuchadnezzar, who was not a good king at all, was an evil man, and who was ordered to go into the field and to consume grasses like the cattle. And we know now that he regained his sanity, became good King Nebuchadnezzar. And how could that happen? Well, the lithium, perhaps, that is known to be a trace mineral in grasses is now used to treat bipolar disease, which wow. obviously he was suffering from. And my study of herbology, my study of healing, my study of the Bible has led me down paths that others just simply don't go. And they're fascinating paths with incredible insights and knowledge. And I want to share that with you. I want to share, most importantly, the benefits of that knowledge and those insights with you, with the world. This is very, very possible.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I was fascinated myself when I found out that you knew Oral Roberts and his family and how he invited you to the Cancer Institute to basically minister or to teach the doctors there. And I know Oral Roberts and his faith.
What a great guy.
His faith in healing. Yeah, yeah. So to me, that was just really encouraging. Because of course we know who Oral Roberts is and what he stood for,
and if nobody ever had the chance to meet him, he was the real deal. He wasn't pretentious. He wasn't arrogant. He was humble and honest, and he was a God-fearing servant.
Yeah, he sure was. He did a lot for the kingdom, and I really believe, David, that he imparted in you that gift to minister, to teach, educate. The people that are left behind, those that are here now. And because so many of us have throughout the years, you know, I really feel that we've been bamboozled on, you know, what to eat. And now the revelation is coming clear in regards to fasting. And share another story that really hit home with you in regards to taking the anabolic fast.
Well, I think that, you know, I love when the people you never expect to find redemption. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there was a guy, and his name was Tintin, and he was one partying Hawaiian surfer guy, right? I mean, alcohol, drugs, you know, you name it. He lived for that. And then he got married, and he had to slow down a little bit, but he didn't slow down enough. He turned his addiction to food, and he became overweight. And one day his daughter walked up to him, and she says, "Hey, Dad, when are you going to teach me to surf? I'm 12 now." He said, "You know, when I turn 12, I'd be old enough to learn to surf." And he says, "Oh, don't worry." He says, "When Papa loses a little bit of weight, we're going to get out on those waves, right?" And she turns to him and says, "Oh, I heard Mama say you're going to die before you lose any weight."
That's sad. Wow.
You know, she didn't know what she was telling him. She just was repeating what she heard, right? And he just was like, "Hey," you know, asked his wife, "Did you tell?" And she goes, "Honey, I'm sorry, but everybody says it. Everybody knows it. Look at you. You know, look at you. You're going to die by the time you're 50. She's never going to know you." And he says, "Wow." So he calls up one of my life coaches who happened to be on the island, and he says, "Hey, Penny, would you put me on that program you've been telling people about that I've been laughing at you and teasing you about?" And she says, "Sure, just, you know, why don't you give me 3 days?" 3 days turned into 7. 7 turned into 10. 10 turned into 21. 21 turned into 63 days. And on his birthday, he stopped to have some food, had one little piece of chicken, and then went back on the fast for 20 more days. Lost about 80 pounds, and now is teaching his daughter to surf and dancing with his wife the way that, you know, was intended.
Oh, wow. That's phenomenal. You know, what came to mind is, you know, the devil is a liar. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can take the destiny, the assignment away from a person, he'll do it. And even if it's by overeating and a lack of believing in who they are, he'll just rip it out of their hands. And so, I mean, wow, this is so powerful, David. And that's an awesome story. You know, we know so many people that need to be on the fast, and I'm so excited about starting this and teaching about the anabolic fast. So tell us, you know, I mean, you mentioned the roller coaster ride. I mean, because we really need to know what to expect when we start the fast.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you know that the enthusiasm of doing it is important. You have to be ready for it. And so before you go on a fast, I strongly suggest that you take a couple of days and start to eat, you know, a lot more simpler foods, fruits and vegetables perhaps, and whole grains, and just try to take a couple of days where you prepare yourself mentally. But the first day, you know, I'll take you through the day's emotions, and then I'll take you through the food program itself. The first day, most people get through by enthusiasm. They really want to do it. They know they're going to do it. They're dedicated to doing it. And so the first day, while they get hungry, they usually, you know, muscle through it, and they're okay. The second day, most people are hit flat out with the reality: I went to bed hungry, I woke up hungry. It's going to be days, a week or more, before I'm going to satisfy that hunger, and they get fearful. They're overcome with the fear. That's on day two is when we lose most people, because they, by most people, I mean a very small percentage, to be honest with you, but those who will quit do quit on day two because of that fear. They weren't prepared, and they don't follow through. But if they could get through day two, and on day two, everybody laughs because, you know, I say that, I remember for me it happened on day three, is that that's when I said, you know, I could eat just about anything, even stuff that I typically wouldn't eat, because you're sort of, you know, it's like, wow, you know, you go by a billboard and you're like, I don't even want the food that's in the picture. I'll just eat the billboard, you know, because because you're just that ready. And but if you get through day two, and for some people it's day three, if you get through day two or day three, then you suddenly feel so strong. On the morning of day three or the morning of day four, you wake up and you're not hungry. You feel powerful. You're like, oh, I get it. Yeah, I'm in charge now. Okay, you know, body, this is the mind speaking, and you're no longer in charge here, Al Haig. You know, you have to be old to get that joke. But anyway,
I guess I'm not that old yet.
Well, Ronald Reagan had been shot, and Al Haig, who was like third in command, stood up on the podium and said, I'm in charge here. And, of course, the vice president and the speaker of the House had something to say about that, but it's just an old political joke. But anyway, so your mind stands up and says, okay, body, I'm in charge, you know, and it feels good to be in charge because you've been in charge for too darned long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so day four, you're just like, I could do anything. You got your energy back. You want to go work out. You want to tackle the world. Don't. Pace yourself, okay?
Okay.
Pace yourself and get ready for a beautiful day five and day six, because on day five, the euphoria continues. On day six, though, get ready, because on the night of day five and day six, that's when emotionally you are so clear. All the energy that you usually use to digest food that drags you down mentally, all of a sudden it's been relieved for days and days and days. And I don't know why, but suddenly you become crystal clear focused on the issues that are holding you back in your life. Anger at your father, you know, disappointment with your husband, you know, deep-seated emotional traumas from your childhood are suddenly looking you straight and center, and you have an amazing opportunity. You have an opportunity to stare them right in the eye and to say, you know what? You will no longer hold me back. You are in my past. You are my past. You are not a tail. You're not like, you're not going to be an alligator's tail that I have to drag around for the rest of my life.
That's good.
And you're going to confront those things, and you're going to forgive your father for his humanity and his failings. You're going to embrace your own humanity and failings and forgive yourself for those things that, oh, I never became a doctor because my mother wanted me to, but I'm the best florist in all of Seattle. I would celebrate the fact that you're the best florist in all of Seattle and not care that you didn't become a doctor that your mother wanted to. And people realize that on that fifth and sixth day, and they're free, and it's an amazing freedom. And so first being free from your addiction to food, and then being free from the baggage of your past, and you're just like, I never want this to stop. And now it's day eight, and you're going, I got to quit in 2 days, but I don't know if I want to.
And, I love it.
And so that's when we get these calls from people saying, okay, I'll pay overnight shipping if you'll just get me a 10-more-day supply. I'm serious.
I know you are. I'm so excited listening to this.
But listening to the euphoria of the end, it makes you forget the first 3 days. Those are the challenge, and if you get through them, the rewards are amazing.
Wow. Hey, no wonder the Lord put this in the Word of God. I mean, there's so much freedom in all of this. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you mentioned too, like in day two or three, the hunger and the fear. And how about those who have shared that in their fasting experiences that they had perhaps headaches?
And here's the thing.
For that? Yeah.
If you're a coffee drinker, again, this isn't about pain. If you experience severe headaches, take a half of a green apple, and that typically cures the headache of a caffeine withdrawal. But if it doesn't work, have a little cup of coffee. I don't want you to suffer through this. I want you to experience the physical and emotional benefits, and I don't want you to experience too much unnecessary pain. So, yeah, the headaches are typically for coffee drinkers. who have tried to stop drinking coffee. Otherwise, the headaches are going to be caused by blood glucose fluctuations, and those are not going to last forever. They're just going to last until your body realizes that it's you're going to be giving your body such a rhythmic supply of food, such a rhythmic supply of nutrients, that once your body adjusts to that, the headaches are over with. I could assure you of that.
That's great.
And
that's
very
awesome.
Small, not everybody gets headaches. It's a very small percentage, but for those who do, we want you to be prepared.
Yeah, sure, sure. Well, now tell us in the regimen, what would we be taking?
Now, there's two different regimens. There's one that is
okay.
The core fast, and the second one is a fast detox. So in the core fast, you're going to have three main products. You're going to have your power shake. The power shake is a combination of sprouted, germinated barley, which, by the way, is the only food that gladiators were allowed to eat before they fought in the circus. They could only eat one serving in the morning and only that serving all day long. So it is a perfect fasting food. Now, some would note that for some of them it didn't matter because they didn't last. But that's a whole different story. But for the gladiators who won, they needed energy throughout the day, and the activated barley, the super slow-burning germinated barley, is the answer. And so that's the core to the power shake. The second ingredient in the power shake is rice bran solubles. Rice bran solubles are the outer part of brown rice that melts away when you boil it. That's where all the B1, B2, B3, B6, and tocotrienols and trienols and valuable fat-burning fats, fats that cause your body to burn fat, are in the outer part of brown rice. And that rice bran, that soluble rice bran, is added to the activated barley to create the most powerful whole grain effect, the super slow-burning whole grain effect. Now, to that, we add the green food nutrition, and we add a protein component using spirulina. Spirulina is an algae that is the most potent food on the planet, more nutrients, more protein, more essential fats than any other single food in, literally, in the world, and by far. And so, and then we add wheatgrass juice, organic carrot juice, and we mix all five of these power foods together, and we call it the power shake. And you mix that, and you're going to drink that as one of the components. It's all mixed together for you. It comes in a big tub, and you drink three shakes made from the power shake each and every day. Now, the next component is, oh my goodness, so incredible. We are so blessed to have it. It's actually called the Master Amino Acid Plan. Now, the Master Amino Acid Plan is a product that is used in hospitals all over the world. And it's used to give to patients who are in comas, to patients who have been paralyzed, and to the elderly who are bedridden and cannot get out of bed. Now, if you know anything about atrophy and muscle atrophy, you will die from muscle wasting because you don't move. And the capillaries suddenly have no muscle to push them through the tissue, and you die. Well, this pre-digested, total vegetarian, totally vegan, non-soy protein called the Master Amino Acid Pattern is given to these patients, and it's amazing. You could literally see a person who looks like they're wasted away, nothing but skin and bones, and within 90 days, they look like they've been working out with weights, and I'm not exaggerating.
Wow.
And so you're taking five of the Master Amino Acid tablets three times a day also, and you're taking them intermittently. In other words, you take the aminos, and then 2 hours later, you take the power shake, and then 2 hours later, you take the aminos. You see what I mean? So you're taking something every 2 hours. Now, when you take the aminos, I encourage you to have, as I said, a large glass of water and half of an apple, because that's going to give you a lot of energy. the equal energy, and it takes away those headaches you were talking about. You could also have a large amount of water and a small banana during one of the times when you take the master aminos. So when you take the master aminos, you'll be having either water and the protein or water, fruit, and protein, and that's a wonderful way to do the fast. Now, when you do the power shake, that's more of a vegetable and carbohydrate. You know, you understand what I mean? So you're doing protein and fruit and then vegetable and carbohydrate. It's the perfect rhythm. You understand? And that perfectly scientifically designed rhythm is also providing 100% of the nutrients that your body needs. So over the course of those first three transitional days I told you about, your body realizes, oh my goodness, I have everything I need, and I'm going to take all these excess calories. And I know that not everybody needs to lose weight, but a lot of people would like to. The average weight loss on the anabolic fast is 1 pound per day.
Okay.
That means for some people it's 1.5 to 2 pounds. For some people it's 0.5 pound. But it's a tremendous way to drop that stubborn, you know, 5 to 10 pounds that a lot of people would really rather not have.
Sure, and that's just on 7 day test.
Yeah, Amy lost 12 pounds in her 7 days. David Litt, the audience doesn't know who these people are, I'm sorry, but you know. David has lost 6 pounds in his first 4 days.
Awesome.
We got a bunch of people doing
feeling
the fast
great,
right now.
You know?
A lot of people doing the fast right now because they wanted to do it before the holidays, not after.
I love it. Wow. Now, you mentioned the core fast. What's the other fast?
Well, the core fast, I forgot. The third product in the core fast is the tart cherry, the concentrated Montmorency tart cherry, which is a powerful antioxidant and a powerful sleep aid loaded with melatonin and anti-inflammatory compounds. So it helps you sleep really deep and helps repair your tissue. So the core fast are those three items. So you have 7 interactions a day. Now, if you have the cleansing fast, that includes the herbal fiber cleanse and the daily fiber blend. Now, you would take the herbal fiber cleanse 3 capsules each time you took a power shake, and you would take the daily fiber blend after your final round of master aminos in the evening, but before your tart cherry. So now you're up to 8 interactions a day, meaning 8 times a day you're eating or drinking something relating to the fast cleanse. And again, remember the stability that that creates in blood glucose, mental, physical, you know, focus by the third day is absolutely locked in and perfect.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Now, after they've done, say they decided, okay, I'm going to do the 7-day fast. And as you mentioned, most people get so fired up after the 7th day, they want to continue to do 21 or 40, even longer. And,
It is addictive.
I can see how it would be. When you start feeling that overwhelming wellness, well-being, I mean, you want to continue. And, tell us, that for those who want to end the fast, how do they end the fast in a proper manner?
Yeah, what I typically do is I try to have some broth around, vegetable broth, even you know, chicken soup, something with soft, maybe whole grain noodles and some softer vegetables. I wouldn't have raw vegetables right off the bat. I would have maybe vegetable juice or purees. I would also continue to have 1 power shake and 1 set of aminos because your body's become used to that. I always suggest fruit in the morning, you know, some type of whole grain in the afternoon, and then a salad in the evening. So again, fruit in the morning, some whole grains and salad in the evening. And if you look at the way that those foods interact with sunlight, when their light and dark reactions, meaning their peak energy moments are, those are their peak energy moments. And I want you to interact with those foods when they're vibrating with the highest amount of energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's not a
I'm
new finding
age out.
Thing. That's a scientific.
No, it's not. Oh, my gosh. That God stole that because he is energy. He spoke and it was, you know. So, I mean, it's just so much energy in that. And, you know,
oh, yeah, they touched Jesus' cloak and were healed, remember? So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, I wanted to mention one other thing, too, Dave, is that, you know, with the economy the way that it is and with, you know, the way that the foods are prepared and this and that, and we're talking about perhaps a shortage of food and people are thinking about storing foods, this is something that you can store, the love product, the amino acids, the power shake. These are products that will store for quite some time, aren't they?
They are, and I don't know if you remember when Y2K was a supposed issue. I don't know if you know, but Amy and I went around and we told people Y2K will not be an issue. But if you're going to store food, and you probably should, why would you store food filled with preservatives, additives, hydrogenated oils, artificial colors, artificial sweeteners, and poor quality? Why wouldn't you store superfoods, power foods, dehydrated, concentrated foods, where literally in a backpack you could carry enough food for a family of four for months?
Exactly.
Right? So long as you have pure water. Now, remember, I want to give a challenge to everybody listening. Okay, pretend like we're on a game show. And I'm going to give everybody 10 quarters. That's 10 little round quarters. And I'm going to give everybody a calorie calculator. And I want you to go out and for $2.50, let me be generous, for $3, okay, I'm going to give you 12 quarters. For $3 and 210 calories, I need you to build me the following meal. You can't spend more than $3, and you can't exceed 210 calories, and I want the same protein that I would get from two pieces of chicken. I want the same amount of nutrient antioxidants that I would get from 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, organic, please. I would like the fat that comes from a large 12 to 14 ounce salmon steak. I would like the fiber that comes from 8 bowls of whole grain breakfast cereal or 7 servings of whole grain pasta. You know, I want to be energized like I had a Red Bull and a cup of coffee, but without any caffeine or anything bad for me. And by the way, I'm celiac, so there can't be any gluten in any of that. And by the way, I don't tolerate GMOs, so I'd like it to be completely organic. Do you think you'd go out and build that meal for me, please?
Yeah,
see,
there's
the
no
Love
way.
Super Meal is all of that. The Love Super Meal is all of that and more. And for about $3 a serving, you're getting a meal that will sustain you. In times when there's nothing else available, and you know you get an amazing amount of nutrient in a very dense form. And so if you're talking about survival food, don't survive in the future, survive right now. You know,
exactly.
And of course you want some stored for the future, but that same food that you would covet and really desire in the worst times are really what you need right now.
Exactly. Exactly. And yet I understand that there's a special coming up for the anabolic fast. Would you mind sharing a little bit of that?
Well, here's what we have going on. Well, I'm really proud of you for making this available to your listeners. I think it's extremely generous. And what she's talking about, for those of you who didn't pick up on it earlier, and you said it so casually, is that we have these $50 gift cards. It's just like a gift card that you would give to somebody, you know, to go to Kmart or Macy's or whatever. But this $50 gift card is only good when you shop for Purium health products, and we're making it available to our listeners tonight. I would say that we could probably give away about, let's say, $1,000 worth of gift cards. So that would be 20 $50 gift cards. So the first 20 people who call who have never used our products before and want to do the fast, we are going to make a $50 gift card available to you, and you could use that gift card to literally deduct $50 right off of the cost of the fast. And there's no obligation, there's no tricks. It literally is just this radio station giving you $50. And I think that that's very, very cool. And I want to remind you of something, that this radio station is actually supported in part by me. Because for every one of you that agree to go on the fast, we're actually also giving a donation to the station. And so we're giving a discount to you and a donation to the station. So your fasting is not only good for you, it's good for all of us, because you're continuing to make this word available to the world.
Thank you, David. I really appreciate that.
Sorry. Okay, thank you.
For those who want to get in contact with us, the offices for these products, if you'd like to try them, get the $50 gift card, please call the two numbers, one of the two numbers, 717-404-6387 or 717-860-0829. We have a doctor that will give free consultations if you need it. But again, these cards are limited. There's about 20 to give away for those who call in today or tomorrow. The first come, first serve. Also to let you know that David Sandoval will be in the areas of Florida, Pennsylvania, and Canada for January to talk more about the biblical aspects of fasting, the fasting revolution. Again, those numbers, 717-404-6387 or 717-860-0829. You can also contact us at info@thpharvest.com. We want to thank everybody for joining us on Upfront in the Prophetic. Did you have a great time? I know I did. My gosh, there is just so much information in regards to the benefits of fasting. And I have to mention prayer, too. Fasting and prayer will change things. It is such a powerful weapon that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us for today. And my gosh, I can tell you, we surely need it, don't we? Well, hey, we're going to end the show with one of my favorite songs. He's a Mighty Warrior. I like that one. All right, let's go.
This is God's word to you of his perspective. It's the war drums of heaven over you.